At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Yes, sir. It's Thursday. Before Armageddon, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, the Old School crew coming at you live from 1040 O Street, the mecca of sports radio in this great state of Nebraska, coming from the capital city. But we are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients, a butcher shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 84th and Old Cheney. What is it called?
Jake would want me to correct you.
Yeah, I know.
84th and Nebraska Parkway.
See how I set you up, though?
I wait to.
That was an assist right there. It was a no-look Magic Man assist in your big game, James Worthy. 168th and Maple up there in the O. Lot going on. It is officially – it was week zero last week. That was just kind of like a little appetizer. It wasn't even an appetizer, but it was a little kind of Scooby snack. Now we're really getting into it. It's officially week one. DP. In a matter of 2 hours and, let me get my math right, 46 minutes, Colorado Buffaloes are going to be taking on those pesky bison from North Dakota State. We got games kicking off right here in 45 minutes. But a team that we know and respect, Howard, going up against Rutgers on Big Ten Network. Howard Bison.
Buffalo soldiers, baby. DC's finest. I woke up different this morning. This morning was different. I kind of smiled early and went, wow, okay, it's the season. It's here. And for all the things you love about it, all the things that bother you about it, you now, it's with us until February. That's a pretty cool time of year. Today's a very good day, bro.
Yeah, five months. Or so, all the way to what, January, what, 20?
January 20th will be the last Saturday, yeah. Obviously, NFL, yeah. Into February.
So we got college football for the foreseeable future, which makes the weeks go by faster, but the weeks a lot more enjoyable.
And Tiano better have him ready. He better have him ready tonight.
You think, this is Pick 'em Thursday now, right?
You know, I like to just rattle the cage and like the idea.
It's chaos. It's all good.
It's the same thing. Listen,
we're gonna get you a hat that says CC.
We said the same thing last week with Georgia Tech, that in that debut, players tend to try to define the season, and in doing so, they get outside of character.
True.
And if you're a Rutgers, you messed around and invited somebody to the crib that one is gonna show up.
And it ain't too far for the fans.
No, that's it. That's a good drive from DC to Jersey to get there, and they'll bring some noise.
Yeah,
I'm hoping they brought the band. I'm hoping Howard brought the band.
Is Howard back in school?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then it's gonna be on a pop.
Yeah. I hope they brought the band. Yeah. I hope they brought the spirit squad.
Yeah, I think
I need the dancers there in their little section, yeah, setting the party off. Just to make Rutgers uncomfortable.
This is the first year in a long time that I felt like Howard actually put money and resources and time, thinking power, social media into their football program. It's been a long time than they were. You like, all right, they actually are trying.
Yeah, it was bad since Denver Broncos defensive back Steve Wilson was there. Pep Hamilton was actually there on the same staff. People don't know that Pep Hamilton got a start at Howard University. As a matter of fact, he was quarterback at Howard University.
That he was.
Yeah, and Steve Wilson, Super Bowl defensive back, he ran that program. They put money into it, and then it hit the vacuum, and it went left bad.
Quick. Yeah,
it went bad. Howard flashed though 2 years ago, and you went, okay, there is something there. If they can just recruit the D.C. area, they'll be fine. But most people in this pocket of the country are looking at Colorado for a variety of reasons, and it's usually extremes of the spectrum. You're either excited to see Colorado or you are rooting like a madman that they falter, right?
Yeah.
I'm on the side that they're coming next week. And it's always a preview to see kind of what they're working on and what they're working with.
Yeah.
Tonight's a scout day. Tonight's the scout day. You get 3 extra days of scouting. If you're in Nebraska, if you're the advanced crew, you know, you can peek around the corner and see what you got.
Nebraska doesn't have Connor Stallion. Stop it, DP.
Listen.
Hey, man. Listen to that. Have you guys watched that?
Listen, have you
watched the Netflix?
Yeah. And it
sheds a new light, though, man. My man is. I didn't know he was that smart.
No, I punched. It's the phrase my grandmother said. It looked like I was fighting ghosts watching it. I'm just punching air. And what are you doing? What are you doing? Why? Listen, why is it necessary? Why was this necessary? Why is Connor Stallion necessary? And if you're Michigan, and if you're anybody else in the Big Ten Conference, Michigan should be ashamed of themselves.
But that's Michigan. They'll never be ashamed of themselves.
Lower your chin around me and sink your chest in a little bit, Michigan.
No, they're not.
Take that bass out your voice when you talk to me, because we saw what you did. Everybody now knows what you did. And if I'm Ohio State, I'm a little peeved. Penn State, wait a minute. You cost me some money. Like, they shouldn't have been allowed in this thing.
Yeah. But I will tell you, Connor Stallions, I look at it a little bit different. Now, Harbaugh, first of all, Michigan. Here's how I knew Michigan ain't worth what I like to call a plum nickel.
Yep.
One of my high school teammates was at Michigan. Privately, he's like, there's no way we could beat you. But everybody else really think like you were on the level of 97 team. You really weren't. But okay, you got co-national championship. You called in some favors. But the fact that you have to go to those lengths to be thought of as a national championship team in 97 lets me know you had no problem going all in for the purpose of winning a national championship last year. Here's the interesting thing when you really, really sit there and listen to what these guys are saying. These guys didn't shy away from their last championship year. They used it as fuel. That's why they were so focused when we saw them there at
the
Big Ten.
They walked in like a gang. They walked in like.
But they were inspired by 97, though. Once you listen to what they were saying, they're inspired by 97. Here's what I would ask Connor Stallions. We don't need to get into why you were at, you know, Eastern Michigan game. That's a known, right? You can't tell me that you air a videotape. Like, we don't need to get into that. We're not worried. Did you have it in portrait mode or any of that? We don't need to do that. I'd really want to ask you, what was it that made you infatuated with Michigan to the point that after you get essentially Michigan's like, oh, thanks for the national championship or potential, or we're on our way to a national championship. We're going to throw you out there on O Street and line up every bus, that bus right there, the whole bus crew is just going to just run you over, and we're going to cut off all communications, right? We're going to embarrass you, your family name, everything that you've done, because they had military people. He's extremely smart, right? And I know he has that, like, recruiting thing. Like, what who or what did you see at Michigan at what point in your life? Because he's not as, you know, he's not as old as us. To be like, okay, I'll just let this happen and I'm just going to just fall on the sword and like, this is, I did this on my own. You know what I'm saying? Like, who,
did someone catch you doing at Michigan?
Like, who did you, like who was it? You saw,
you know how many people had to turn your head, had to turn their head and close their eyes and look out the window and act like this, nobody saw this coming.
I'm talking about Connor Stallions. What made you?
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dude, so like he is like a stalker with Michigan.
Yes.
Like why? Like who? What play was it? Anthony Carter back when he was in college? Was it Desmond Howard?
It was Desmond Howard.
Braylon Edwards. Posed.
Charles Woodson.
Were you upset that Cordell Stewart threw the bomb, the walk off bomb when Colorado? Like what? I just need to know.
It was Appalachian State.
It's like that's
kicking
never,
your butt.
What he said, that's never like, going to happen again.
Appalachian State made him so mad that he became the evil, superhero. It'll never happen again.
He's writing down and says, you know what? I'm never going to let that happen to my Wolverine.
Austin, here's the thing. Austin, have you ever had a stalker?
Not that I know of. Not that you know. Really okay, that's a good.
I know Jay Foreman has. He has a Hall of Fame for stalkers. Like he's got a ranking for them. As a matter of a private file. What I can tell you about Jay Foreman stalkers is that Jay Foreman is aware of them and he keeps them away in a Heisman pose distance away from him. And instead, Michigan took the stalker, elevated the stalker, invited the stalker in the crib, gave him keys to the apartment, keys to the car, and a credit card.
Michigan's Heisman pose is not with the hand facing out. It's the palm facing in.
Oh, it's 100%. Like, come on. You know, just bring it. Listen, that dude's a clown. He's a clown. And to go and think that he could BS the entire country.
Yeah, he wasted a lot of time.
Like, give me my time back, bro. I'd like to get it. He's the guy that I'd like to get in a closet, a dark closet, for like 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Okay.
Do we give TCU more credit for what they did then?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Like Sonny Dykes.
Yes.
Good job, bro.
Yes. You got... Look, you in a row.
But then why didn't Sonny Dykes let everybody else know then? You sat on that?
Well, it's kind of like what the Royals did against John Lester in the 2014 ALS tournament.
Look at you pulling.
David Price tipping his changeup in the 2015 Irvin. ALCS. It becomes public knowledge once right. you use it.
Oh man!
I was kind of excited
great
about
pull.
It.
God bless our
great
excited,
pull.
I was Art excited Stewart. For to like originally to see. Okay, he's gonna. I didn't say come clean, but like, all right, you know, at least admit.
Can I ask you all? And I asked the text line this as well. So, Nebraska's been in the grind and hustle mode. If Nebraska could win a national title by finding its own Connor Stallion, somebody who's willing right. to go in all the dark corners and do the thing. How many of our listeners would line up at Memorial Stadium to take this task on? How
depends
many people?
We can Twitter poll it.
Right? Like, let's how put it out there. Would you say no, or would you absolutely go and say, you know what, all for Husker Nation, I'm willing to delve into subterfuge, and I'm gonna go and make us great again.
You know, well, then what?
Well, what I mean, you're willing to sacrifice to get a, you know, we look. It's in full that there are some Husker fans that would go Connor Stallion in full for another national title. Like, they listen, what do you need for me to do? You need me to drive over to Iowa City and get some practice film? You need for me to fly? Like, I'll drive to Columbus and get you some practice film.
Depends on the age, though. If you're a younger fan, I'm sure.
Well, that's who would do it, because nobody our age knows how to run computers this way. We're not hackers. We don't have the digital.
Yeah, I'm saying a younger fan might be more apt to do it.
Listen, I just want a winning season, man. But that's literally the I would imagine that as much as I have dislike for him, I certainly understand from the fan aspect of being able, this gives you access to the program that you dreamed of being a part of. That's the only way you were going to be a part of the program.
You talking about him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's why the point I was trying to get to is, like, I want to know what was it? Like, is it family history? Do you know somebody that went there? Like, it can't be just like, I just like the uniforms. I mean, uniforms are great, but it can't be like recent history, because, you know, Urban Meyer was beating the brakes off you. So it's got to be something that you became so infatuated that you're going to, you know, ruin your family name and go down in like history as the guy that, you know, helped Michigan, I guess, somewhat cheat to win a national championship, you know? Yeah. So that's just kind of,
yeah, the text line is going, yeah, they're definitely lining up at Memorial Stadium. They're all in. Like,
right.
Terrible thing you need for us to do.
You need to ask them what would happen after that, though.
Yeah.
what would you do? Like, that's great. That's the ice cream. But after the ice cream is gone, then you got the stomach ache. Be careful what you wish for, because it's not that's fine, right? In the moment, it's great. But that's the difference between being motivated and disciplined. People that are motivated can't beat a team that's disciplined. That's just how it goes. It's great. Like, you get there, you win, you know, you get a little ice cream, then you go out there and then what? What's going to happen the next year? Your coach is gone.
Michigan has no tummy ache this year. But they got the rings. Corum is in the league as a millionaire.
Right, but what are the other guys doing? It's not, like, that's so short-sighted. Okay, that's fine. That's selfish. Like, okay, that's fine. I won a national championship. All right, cool. I'll shoot you the finger. You guys deal with the crap that I left, that
did
I
Michigan
did.
Players walk into Big Ten media with their chin up, chest out? They walked in like, you know what? The champ is here. The champ is here. They had no shame.
Right.
They had no shame. On the marquee, you can talk about Oregon and the number one preseason poll. You can talk about Ohio State and the number two preseason poll. But guess what? There's one national champion, one reigning defending Big Ten champion.
Get him, Austin.
Trent does not get his music today, but we'll play it anyway.
That's great, man. That's awesome that you are the fictitious champion until somebody wins. I mean, that's like, being the first place loser. Like, that's like, dude, you're not a national champion anymore. Like, technically you are. Then what's going to happen like 2 years down the road? Well, I was national championship back then. They ain't going to think about it. It's just like 97. Nobody thinks about them as a national champion. It's great in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's great for any team in the moment. But if that's what you're doing, that's like low hanging fruit. That's, then what? Because what's going to happen? You're going to be mad that you're not a national champion anymore.
And Jay knows deep down that I'm just really just poking the bear, because I know that 97 conversation still bothers him.
It doesn't bother me. You know, to be honest with you, it doesn't bother me at all. It's actually rather funny. It's part of why they act the way they do. You have to know Michigan players to understand why they were okay with it. That's just who they are. They're like the Skulls, the movie. They're the guys like Brock and, you know, third generation going here, and they have the sweaters around there, and they go and, like, you know, they kidnap or somebody and they kill somebody. Oh, I wasn't me. It was Austin. Austin did that. Mm-hmm. Hey, well, you take the fall for me. And they have no problem going the rest of their life doing it. And then all of a sudden they get outed when they're like the, what was it with when the guy was the politician over in England, and then he found out about it, and he took, and his buddy took the fall for it, and then they all just went down. But they, you know, they, he was the prime minister for a good 10 years.
He had a moment.
Yeah.
Had his moment.
It's like, oh man, how dare you find out about it.
Hey, Jay Foreman, what is going on outside?
This is pre-Armageddon.
What is going on outside?
Pre-Armageddon.
The light pole is swinging. Well, like they got some DJ Kool pumping right
if
now.
If you are the kicker, if you are at Aaron Davis Seacrest Field, the right. home of Aaron Davis, I guarantee you that first kick, it just kicked off. It is out of the end zone.
I think it's blowing from right field to left field at Haymarket right now.
Yeah, they pushed their game time back to 6:05 first pitch. Or no, 7:05.
It's not happening.
I don't know. I don't think
everything's canceled.
I don't think that's happening.
The lights are about to start flickering.
This tree is doing the wave, man. This is
the weatherman. Congrats, you are right.
Yeah, bruh, what is going on? Hey, folks, be safe out there because this looks like one of those weather events. So,
wow, old buddy's walking over there in flip flops. I like it though. Hey. Just got his pump on though. Anyway, Jay Foreman, DP.
Stop laughing at these.
Bro, if you got to run, you ain't going nowhere in those flip flops. So. And the only ones that you can run in, as I saw on the internet via Kenny Wilhite, you can run a Nike one. So anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
American Giant makes great clothing. T-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.